Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
1 Kings chapter 17, and we're going to read verse 8 and verse 9. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah, saying, "Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongs to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain you." Everybody say, from here to there. Elijah had to go from here to there. Here was the place where Elijah started experiencing the miraculous provision of God. In this place where Elijah was, God had caused a spring to come up in the middle of the desert, and it caused raven to come and feed Elijah. He was being fed morning and afternoon and evening as ravens miraculously and supernaturally brought meat and bread to him. And he ate of that many days. But then the day comes where no longer does God release that miraculous provision, but the brook dries up. And God says to Elijah, "Now I want you to go from here to Zarephath. I want you to go from here to there." Everybody say, from here to there. God is always in progression. God is always increasing. God is always taking you from one level of glory to another level of glory. He's always taking you from faith to faith. And Elijah had learned that God is a provider, a miraculous provider, and he'd been receiving from the miraculous hand of God. But now God says, "Elijah, now I'm going to take you from here to there. I want you to rise and go to Zarephath." What is there? Well, what is there? A millionaire. A rich woman. There's a super rich woman there. She's got millions in the bank. She's got lots and lots. And she's going to provide for you, Elijah. No. Where does God send him? Everybody say, God is sending me from here to there. When you get there, what's going to be there? Not a millionaire. What's going to be there? I have commanded a widow. When he gets there, he walks into a place of greater need than he had. When he gets there, he finds a widow who had a great vision for her son that morning. Son woke up and said, "Mom, what's the vision for our lives today?" "Son, we're going to eat bread and die." Imagine that's the vision. "Son, we're going to put two sticks together. Make our last meal. One little piece of bread and then we're going to die." I can just imagine her son say, "Praise God." The point is, God takes Elijah from a place of showing him that he's Jehovah Jireh to the next place where there's a widow. In other words, God was saying, "Elijah, now I've shown you that I'm Jehovah Jireh, that I can provide for you. Now I want you to release that provision in other people's lives. I'm taking you from a place of being at the receiving end to be at a place of the releasing end." Hallelujah. Everybody say, "Greater is he that is in me that is in the world." You see, we have to come out of the place. We have to come out of the mindset of poverty, the mindset of need, into the mindset of sufficiency, because the Lord is with me. He's got a miraculous anointing on my life, and I can release the blessing. Even though it might seem like I myself am in lack, when I get to the widow, Elijah learned that God was saying, "Elijah, not only are you going to learn that I'm the provider for you, but you're going to learn that I'm the provider through you." Somebody say amen. Amen. Everybody say, God is taking me from here to there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's a greater place. That's a greater anointing. And it kind of ties up this word that God gave me with last week, when God was speaking about releasing you as kingdom financiers. Everybody say, he's taking me from here to there. In other words, when there's lack, don't get intimidated by the lack. Release the word of the Lord. Thus says the word of the Lord. The meal will not run dry. The oil will not run dry. The provision of God will be sufficient. There shall be more than enough. Amen. Everybody say, God, you are taking me from here to there. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll never forget the day. It was many years ago. Pat and I were young in the ministry, and we had one of those big Audi 500 SEs, that thing that sucked the petrol like that. You used to literally plan your path between the garages. Hallelujah. And we had a little bit of fuel left at the end of the month, and it was a really tough month, and a family phoned us down from Mamzontoti, and they asked us, please, they need urgent prayer. We need to come visit them. And as they asked me, I thought to myself, whoa, I've got only so much petrol. If I get in this car, I don't know if it's going to make it there. Never mind, get back. And right there, I said, devil of poverty, you're not going to intimidate me. Amen. Amen. I said, Lord, I've got more blessing to give them. And my wife and I said, we will go. And so, you know, we said, okay, we're going to go. And so by faith, we got in the car and we left early. Remember, we left about 5 because there's sunlight. So that if we get stuck, at least there's sunlight. We're not in the dark. Amen. But we left by faith. And as we are driving down, my wife says to me, and there's this other family here. Why don't we go and see them while we're here? In for a penny, in for a pound. Amen. So I said, okay, well, here we go. So we turned off, used more fuel to get to that family. And we blessed them and ministered into their lives and touched them and said, okay, God bless you. We said nothing to them about our lack, nothing to them. Because, you know, some people believe faith without hints is dead. Amen. But faith without works is dead. We were doing the works of faith, believing God. That is able to do mightily. Amen. Listen, God can cause my car to run on fresh air if he wants. He can fill the tank in a moment if he wants. Amen. He is Jehovah Jireh. And so he said, okay, God bless you. Said goodbye. And as we were saying goodbye, we noticed the husband's not there, only the wife. And so it's okay, where's your husband? Just said, no. She says, wait. Out comes the husband running with a check. Gives us a 3,000 rand check. Hallelujah. Now, at that time, my salary was $3,000 a month. Amen. So it was a tremendous blessing. So we went from there down to the family. We went to go visit and went and prayed and blessed them. They live in a block of flats and ministered to them. And then we left them and we walked back to the car. And my wife and I told them, now, what's going to happen now? I said, listen, God's going to do a miracle. We are in his business. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we got in the car, and I'll never forget pulling out. And as I pull out, because by now it's dark, the car's lights goes over the flat like that, and we see this man come running. Wait, Pastor. God laid on his heart. He came and gave us an envelope with 150 rand cash in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was 250. Hallelujah. You know, we had enough money to put petrol in and buy KFC on the way home. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, everybody say with me, don't let your situation intimidate you. God might send you to the widow. He might send you to a place of lack. But he's sending you there so that you can release an anointing of provision and blessing. The anointing and the Holy Ghost is on you to provide the sufficiency that comes from God. You release the blessing. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. You know, you need to bless people. When you bless the poor, bless them that tears gets in their eyes. Don't bless them. Oh, thank you. Now I need 5 more people to do what you do. Bless them till tears come out their eyes. Blow their socks off. Amen. That might just be the widow that God sent in your way to provide for. That might just be the beggar that, you know, really needs a breakthrough. Amen. Amen. And don't you judge them. Thank you very much. Don't you judge them. Amen. Yeah, but they should have been wise. Well, they weren't. Now what? Is it over? Has God written them off? Is it finished for them? No, man. We serve a God of second chance. We serve a God of the new beginning. Amen. We can bless them. Somebody say amen. Everybody lift your hands. Say there's abundance in these hands. There's provision in these hands. My God shall supply all of my and other people's needs through these hands according to His riches in glory. And everybody said, amen, 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 amen. Now let's release and let's, Lord, looking forward to an awesome week together. And the week following, next Sunday, the following week, we have evangelist Vessel DeBrain with us. Hallelujah. Man who flows mightily in the anointing and the power of God. So we're looking forward to those meetings. And next week we'll be handing out, we've got some pamphlets ready. We can hand them out. We can reach out to people, put in their post boxes. Amen. Give it to some people, minister to them. Because I believe that we're going to see the whole South District saved. The South shall be saved in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, praise God. Now, if you got your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to Psalm 91 and verse 14. Psalm 91 and verse 14, I want to minister a word to you today. El Shaddai. God says, I am El Shaddai, the Lord that is more than enough. Amen. Psalm 91 and verse 14. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah. And with that, I want to read Genesis chapter 17 and verse 1. It's our key verse today. Genesis chapter 17 and verse 1. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your mighty anointing on your word. That your word comes with power and demonstration. That you quicken your word to each and every one. And that today, Lord, we believe everyone will eat of the word and be satisfied. Eat and experience the glory, the breakthrough, the anointing, the power of your spirit as you move mightily in this house. We yield and respond to you now, Spirit of God. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord said to Abraham, I am God Almighty. When we look at that verse and that in the original Hebrew, the name God Almighty is rendered, I am El Shaddai. Hallelujah. God reveals himself to us by his names so that we know what to expect. So that we know and have a revelation of who he is and what he wants to do for us. Amen. He said, I am El Shaddai. And so God is actually saying, I am more than enough. I am all sufficient. I am more than what you need. I am everything and more than what you will ever need in your life. Hallelujah. I am El Shaddai. I am the one that is coming with you. Amen. And let me tell you, each and every one of you, when you got born again, El Shaddai is the one that created you. El Shaddai is the one that called you out. And God is saying to you, I am more than enough. Amen. Amen. He is more than enough. Can you say more than enough? More than enough. More than enough. Oh, Pastor Johnny, I just want a little bit just for me. And my wife, to get by, because we are godly, and we don't want too much. little bit. I don't want to ask God for too much in case heaven runs out because I took a little bit too much. No, God is more than enough. He is El Shaddai. He is all sufficient. He is the Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Think of it. He feeds all the animals of the world. He feeds the whales. Have you seen how many tons of krill a whale eats a day? 13 ton. Would you like to provide 13 tons of sardine a day? For one whale. Amen. Hallelujah. You'll go bankrupt, man. But God does it every day, day in, day and night, all sufficiently, almighty. No matter what the need, He is more than enough. There's more and more where that came from. Amen. Hallelujah. Like one day, Khatib was sitting in the communion, and the pastor said, let's drink and be thankful. And Khatib said to his friend, wat sê hy? I said, near the pastor said, drink, daar's nog 'n thankful. Amen. Hallelujah. There's more than enough. God is bigger. God is greater. God is all sufficient. He is the almighty provider. Hallelujah. He is the all sufficient one. Somebody say amen. In other words, God was saying, Moses, I'm calling you out. And when I'm calling you out, don't worry about it. I am the more than enough. I am everything that you're going to need all the step of the way. Hallelujah. They may not believe you, but I am with you. Amen. They might discount you, but don't worry, I am with you. Listen, as long as God is with you, you don't need people with you. I don't need a thousand Facebook likes. Oh, if only a million people can agree, God's going to... No! The all-sufficient one is with us. Amen. Hallelujah. If God is for you, you see, you don't need others. If you're with God, you are the majority. When you're with God, you're walking in the settled promises of God. It's already done. It's already made. Hallelujah. You're walking because God has made a way. Somebody say amen. Thousands might rise up and disown you, but I am all that you need, Moses. Hallelujah. Listen, when the miracle worker's on your side, who can be against you? Amen. Hallelujah. He can turn water into wine. They ran out in the wedding and he turned another 6 pots full of wine. Hallelujah. No matter what the need, he can turn a storm into the calm of summer's day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He can turn a drought into a rainstorm. Amen. And if he chooses not to turn a drought into a rainstorm, he can cause potatoes to grow in a dry farmland. Glory to God. Somebody say amen. He can take Isaac's seed that he sows in famine and cause him to reap 100-fold. Listen, God's sufficiency is not dependent on anything in this world. He is all sufficient. He is almighty. He has more than what you need. Somebody say amen. Amen. Listen, God was in other words saying, Moses, you're going to go into the desert and there's going to be millions of people waiting on you. Millions of people that needs to be fed. But don't worry about it. I am with you. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. No matter, Moses, there's going to be such need. There's going to be so many people looking at you. Don't worry. I'm with you, boy. I've got your back. Hallelujah. I'm making a way with you. You see, when God is for you, who can be against you? God is with you. This year, God is saying to you, I'm El Shaddai. I am with you. I'm in your home. I'm in your family. I'm in your life. I'm in your business. I'm El Shaddai. Don't fear. Amen. Don't fear. Hallelujah. Stand in your confidence. You know, sometimes when things happen, you just smile. Because you know God has already made a way. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about you, but sometimes things happen and I say, oh, Lord, Look at this. It's amazing. I'm looking to see how you're going to turn this together for my good. Amen. Hallelujah. I looked and said, my God, you knew that I'm going to be here before I got here. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes, you see, we're surprised. God's not surprised. He knew. Hallelujah. He knew all about it. Amen. In fact, he knew the answer before you knew the question. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He knew the miracle before you knew your need. Hallelujah. Amen. He is all sufficient. He is El Shaddai. And he's with you and he's with me. Amen. When God brought them out, he brought them with an outstretched arm and a mighty hand. Amen. Let me tell you today, God's hand is on you. God's power is on you. An outstretched arm and a mighty hand on you to take you from glory to glory, to take you from here to there. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't fear. Don't worry. Amen. Don't be a warrior for Jesus. Worry, worry, worry. Hallelujah. You know, like some people, when things go too well, they get worried. Pray for me, Pastor. What? It's going too well. Something's going to go bad. No! It's going to get better. It's going to go from one level of glory to the next level of glory. Hallelujah. There shall never be an end to his ever-increasing kingdom and authority in our lives. Hallelujah. God is taking me from glory to glory. Somebody say amen. Amen. Even when Moses came to the Red Sea, and when he got to that Red Sea, it seems there was an obstacle that he couldn't face, that he couldn't overcome. It seemed like he'd made a mistake. And all of Israel is complaining and moaning. Everybody's saying, why did you bring us here? You're supposed to be a man of God. If you heard from God, we would not be standing here. You obviously are not a man of God. We're turning back. We're selecting new leaders. That's going to take us back to Egypt. Moses, you obviously got nothing. And Moses turns to the Lord. And God said, Moses, don't worry. Stand still and see the salvation of God. I am El Shaddai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's about to turn your bad situation into a victory situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your seemingly impossible situation, the sea is opening up because El Shaddai is present. Amen. If you don't know where to turn, you can't turn left, you can't turn right, you can't go forward, and you can't go back, and you don't know what to do. Look up! For your redemption draws nigh. Somebody say amen. Listen, God knew what he's doing when he brought you out. God knew what he's doing when he placed you in that family. God knew what he's doing when he placed you in your business and in your community. He knew. God said, don't worry. I'm with you. I'm El Shaddai. Hallelujah. The God that is more than enough. When you look through scripture, God is constantly revealing himself as El Shaddai, the Lord that's more than enough. When I look at the miracles of how God was there with Elisha when he prayed, God turned a dry land into a rainstorm. Glory to God. Listen, the miracles of God are always on time. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He's always on time. I once asked God, Lord, why is it? Just after God did another miracle, I said, God, whew, last moment. How do you just hate those times when your faith gets stretched and God enjoys your faith so much, he delays the promise a bit more. Walk by faith, boy. Yeah, well done. One more step, boy. Well done. One more step, boy. Well, okay, let's see if you can come this way. Come. Hey, well done. One more step, boy. Amen. I said, God, why is it that sometimes you take so long? Why is it that sometimes a miracle comes at the 99.9999999 moment? Why is it that you only do it then? God said to me, Johnny, until then, you're walking in faith, my boy. Hallelujah. Everybody tell your neighbor, your faith is pleasing God right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you walk in faith, it means you haven't received the promise yet. Amen. Once you've received it, no more faith necessary. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, your faith is pleasing God. Hallelujah. It's Him that chose to bring you out. He already knew what He's going to be doing for you. The Bible says those who trust in the Lord are as the Mount Zion that cannot be shaken, but forever endures. When you don't know what to do, stand. Amen. Can I say it again? When you don't know what to do, stand still and see the salvation of your God. Don't be moved. Don't be moved. Don't run helter-skelter. Don't give up on your confidence. Don't start running around to others. Stand and see the salvation of your God. He is El Shaddai and He's with you. God is the God of more than enough. When Samson needed a miracle, when all the armies of the Philistines rose up against Samson and he was found alone, only with the jawbone of a donkey, he found El Shaddai is with me. I got all the help I need. My God is more than enough. Even a jawbone of a donkey, I can slay 1,000 men and put the enemies to flight. Hallelujah. No matter what you got in your hand, God is more than enough. When David was found with Goliath, a little stone with Jehovah Jireh, a little stone with El Shaddai. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I love the confidence of a man who knows he's already got the victory. Hallelujah. Amen. Like I said to you, I love watching the All Black Springbok rugby games if I know the Springboks won already. Amen. Hallelujah. I sit there when I watch, because lately I can't watch those things anymore because I have to preach. I have to prepare over the weekends. So I have to record those games. Amen. And before I used to say, don't tell me the result because I want to enjoy the game. And then one day a person slipped and told me we won. And I realized I enjoy the game far more. So nowadays, I want to know if we won or not. If we won, then I sit down and I watch the game. And I sit down like a winner. Amen. And I watch that game. And the All Blacks are scoring a try and I'm rejoicing. Because I know we're going to score more. And then they get past the score and I'm, woo, it's going to be great. I tell you, it's coming. Amen. I know I've already won. Hallelujah. I'm at perfect peace. Hallelujah. The Bible says He will keep him in perfect peace whose mind has stayed on Him. You are El Shaddai. No matter what I'm facing, no matter how the situation is busy turning, you are more than enough. Hallelujah. My God is more than enough. Somebody say, amen. 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 Jesus said, when they asked Him, who do you think you are? He said, before Abraham was, I am. In other words, Jesus was saying, I am El Shaddai. No matter what you need, I am here. I can turn a storm into a cool day. Amen. When blind Bartimaeus was calling out and saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Little did he know that El Shaddai turned and said, here I am. What is it that you need? You can have all that you need. Hallelujah. When that woman who's a widow and her son had died was walking behind the coffin crying because her son had died. And yeah, they come walking. But fortunately for her, they come walking past a presence. Hallelujah. This one standing on the side of the road is not a normal man. He's El Shaddai. Amen. He's not a preacher who's going to do your funeral for you. Amen. He's not going to give you a good word. He's not going to make you feel better. He's not going to wipe your tears. He's not going to tell you how okay it is. He's not going to tell you, don't worry, it's going to be okay in the sweet by and by. No, it's El Shaddai. He did more than she expected. He was more than enough. Jesus stopped that woman. He raised that son from the dead and he gave it back to her. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, he is El Shaddai. He is more than enough. He is everything that you need. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. El Shaddai. Glory to God. Amen. You know, some people want to talk about yesterday. Oh, remember how it used to be in those days when God was still alive. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is more enough yesterday, and he's more than enough today. Hallelujah. What he did yesterday, he'll do today. Somebody say amen. He is more than enough. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Don't put your miracles in the past. Don't put your miracles in the future. He is your God today. He is El Shaddai today. He's in your presence today. You say, oh, Pastor Johnny, one day I know God's going to do it. No, now faith is. He is your God now. He is El Shaddai now. I love it when God comes and intervenes. Amen. Hallelujah. And makes a way. Listen, things are going to be different here and now. Hallelujah. I see the manifest presence of God all over your lives here today. Listen, God is saying, I am El Shaddai for you. Hallelujah. Right in your midst. Get ready for the miraculous. Get ready for God doing miracles this week. Keep your eyes on Him. Keep your heart perceptive. Because El Shaddai wants to do miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I prophesy in Jesus' name. You shall know no lack. You shall know no need. And every situation you face, El Shaddai will be there. Amen. Amen. Psalm 91, verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Notice what you have to do. You have to dwell there. You have to dwell there. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy get your mind off. Don't let the enemy chase your mind around. Amen. The Bible says fear is torment. You don't have a spirit of fear. You've got a spirit of love. Power, a sound mind. How's a sound mind? A sound mind is a mind that is set on the Word of God. A sound mind is a mind that is not moved from truth. Hallelujah. Listen, when you know truth, people can lie as much as they want. You'll stand in the truth. Not so. Amen. I've got love, power, and a sound mind. I know in whom I believe. I know my God. Somebody say amen. Amen. He shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, El Shaddai. And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. Hallelujah. Trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. Some of you are worried about this year. Put in God's hands. Amen. Jesus said, now come now you who worry about tomorrow. Can you put one inch to your height? Can you add one hair to your head? Amen. Trust Him. God says, I've got you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, when I look in Psalm 91, I notice seven things God says He will do. Firstly, He says, He is the deliverer today. I will deliver him. Hallelujah. Nothing will hold you in bondage. Nothing will have rule over you. Sin will not have dominion over you. The enemy will not have power over you. But God says, you are mine. You are the redeemed of the Lord. I want you to say so. I'm the redeemed of the Lord. Come on, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I am the redeemed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Every bondage, every shackle, everything that held you captive, broken today in the name of Jesus. You're the redeemed of the Lord. I will deliver him. Amen. Amen. The Bible says in Acts 10:38 how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Hallelujah. And that's what we're going to do this next Sunday. Healing all. Wholesale healing. Glory, 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 glory. For God was with him. Listen, God is with you. You have power. Amen. What did Jesus say you'll receive? You receive power. After the Holy Ghost came on you. Not tongues. You receive power. The evidence of the power is the tongues. But you receive power. Everybody say, I've got power. Amen. He will deliver you. You've got power. It's about time some saints stood up and rebuked that devil. Commanded him to take his filthy hands off their family, off their homes, off their jobs, off their health, off their everything. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe we should do a service on binding and loosing again. Hallelujah. He will deliver him. Thank God he's bringing you out. If he's delivered you, then he's brought you out. And when he brought you out, to take you in. Hallelujah. I want you to know when God saved you, he's committed to you all the way. Amen. He didn't deliver Israel out of Egypt and then left them in the desert. He took them all the way. Somebody say all the way. God's taking me all the way. All the way into victory. All the way into authority. All the way into blessing. All the way. Amen. All the way. My God, I like that. Amen. Secondly, he says, I will protect him and cover him with my feathers. God is your protection. He sets his angels to encamp about you. Do you know the blood covers you and the blood speaks for you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know the enemy cannot cross the bloodline? Amen. Amen. But that blood speaks for you of better things. There's deliverance in the blood of Jesus. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and find shelter. Listen, when you're in the presence of God, your enemies won't find you. They will look for you, but not find you. They will seek you, but not find you. God will strike them with blindness. Amen. Amen. They won't even be able to see you. Glory to God, because he hides you under the shadow of his wings. Amen. You're under those wings. Hallelujah. His protection is over you. God says, I will protect him. When you lie down at night, thank God. Thank God for his angels. They're protecting you. You say, oh, Pastor Johnny, I've got a great alarm system. Well, that's wonderful. But he will protect you. You'll not be afraid of the arrow that flies by night or the pestilence by noonday. Hallelujah. You'll not be afraid, for God says, I will watch over you. Hallelujah. Amen. No evil shall befall you. Only with your eyes shall you behold the destruction of the wicked. 1,000 may fall on your left and 10,000 on your right, but the Lord sets his hand on you for good. Amen. God is my protection. Thirdly, he says, I will answer him. Thank God for answered prayer. Verse 15, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. He didn't say I'll send an angel to answer you. I myself, the Almighty, you can ask me yourself. I will answer you. Hallelujah. God himself. God always answers. He says, pray to me and I will show you. Amen. I will answer you. Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. Hallelujah. In other words, great and unsearchable. When you come, I love it with God. When you come to Him, you ask Him for something and He answers you. He always blows you away. Amen. His answer always, Lord, I'm trying to contain this promise that you're speaking me. When you come to God, your need is this big, but His answer is this big. Hallelujah. Amen. I will answer Him. And when God answers you, He answers you as yea and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God answers me. Number four, He said, I will be with him in trouble. Hallelujah. Listen, there will be trouble. When you got saved, God didn't promise there won't be trouble. He said, there will be trouble. There'll be persecution. There'll be trouble. Amen. Some people give up because they think, I got saved. I'm going to have no more trouble. God's gonna wrap me in cotton wool and sprinkle eau de cologne over me and put a big sign, don't touch. No. Amen. God says, I will deliver you out of trouble. Hallelujah. In other words, you will have trouble, but the anointing in you will overcome that trouble. God's in the business of making you greater. God's in the business of making you an overcomer. God's in the business of making you more than a conqueror. God's in the business of giving you the victory and showing His victory in Christ in you. Hallelujah. You and I are the demonstration of the victory of Jesus over the powers of darkness. Amen. As He is, so are we in the world. Hallelujah. I'll be with them. You know, have you had some friends who tell you I'm with you? And when trouble comes, they're nowhere to be found. Amen. Nowhere to be found. Oh, Pastor, I'm with you. Oh, you know how many people I've heard say that to Pastor Fred? Pastor Fred, I'm with you. Hallelujah. And then a few months later, where are you, brother? I'm not with you. People are fickle. They let you down. Amen. When things go bad, they let you down. Amen. They won't put their money where their mouth is. They're not going to bleed a little bit for you. They'll run when trouble comes. God says they'll run, but I'll be with you. Amen. Right there in the middle where you're being accused, I'll be with you. Right there where you're guilty, I'll be your advocate at the right hand of the Father. Right there where the enemy's coming against you, I'll be with you. God won't let you down. Amen. He is with you. Hallelujah. The Bible says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Oh man, I love that. In the presence of my enemies. God's not intimidated by what other people say about you. Amen. He's not going to withdraw. He's with you. He says, I'll be with you. Hallelujah. In the presence of my enemies, He lays a table before me and I eat of the spread. And while I'm enjoying it, my, nom, nom, nom. How wonderful is my God. They stand there and they are angry, but my God is still feeding me. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful to eat of the goodness of God while everybody else says you don't deserve it? Amen. Amen. You want some? You want some? Hallelujah. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup runs over. And right there, I'm blessing them, enjoying the goodness of God. Hallelujah. And heaping fiery coals on their head while I'm blessing them. Amen. You know how many times I've been good to people, and afterwards they come cry, oh, I'm sorry, I said this and this about you. Amen. We're not victims. You're not victims. The hand of God is on you. He prepares a table before me. The Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Amen. Out of them all. But, oh, thank God. But. Amen. Some of us needs to get our butts in action. But. Hallelujah. Things are looking bad. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. Hallelujah. Amen. Number five. I will. God says I will. Not I may. Not maybe. I'll see if I will. I might change my mind. Let's see when we get there. God says, I will. I will honor him. Hallelujah. I tell you, we live in a world that does not honor believers. We live in a world that's looking for every accusation they can do against you. I mean, you just slip the slightest. Man, it's shouted from the rooftops. Everybody's talking about what you did wrong. Oh, you're supposed to be a Christian. And no, you did. Amen. They don't want to honor you. They want to constantly break your testimony down. They want to constantly accuse you. Amen. You know, they might not honor you. But God says, I will honor you. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, when God honors you, you got it made, baby. Amen. When God honors you, when God's there, listen, God is watching what's going on, and he knows what they're busy doing. But at the right time, he will step in, and he'll raise you up, and he'll put you at the top. Hallelujah. He will honor you. Amen. It might look like things are going bad. It might look like your enemies have got the bosses here. It might look like your enemies are prospering in their plans and everything's working against you. But God says, don't worry about that. I got your back. Hallelujah. I will honor you, says your God. Amen. I said amen. Amen. I will honor you. Like Mordecai and Haman. The Bible says Haman was working against Mordecai. Haman had the king's ear. All the courts, all the governors were with Haman. Hallelujah. And Haman even had the king's ear. And he had plotting a wicked scheme against Mordecai. And whispering in the king's ear. Some of you, your enemy's been whispering. It's been busybody. Whispering. Setting things up against you. Turning things, it's all looking bad. Hallelujah. But God's, and Haman says, listen, I'm going to dishonor this man. But when the appointed time came, when the time came, God turned it around. And he honored Mordecai. And he humbled Haman, hallelujah. God's about to turn it upside down. He's about to turn the tables on your enemies. God's about to honor you. God's about to vindicate your name. God's about to release his glory and his promotion for you. Amen. I'll never forget when I was still working for UPC Distributors. I was working there and there was a man there that was a JW. And, you know, he hated my guts because I was getting people saved and, you know, the JWs. He said, I'm not a JW, I'm a Jehovah's Witness. I said, no, I'm Jehovah's Witness. You're a JW. Hallelujah. I'm Jehovah's true witness. You are all Jehovah's Witnesses. Did you know that? Lift your hand and say, thank God I'm Jehovah's true witness. Amen. Hallelujah. They imposters, man. Hallelujah. And the year came, and the time came for promotion. The letters went out. Everybody's here receiving. They all got the same promotion. And he ran to the boss and to the directors because he hated my guts. And he went to go tell them how I'm not worthy. And he went to the director. And they all liked him. He was a very likable fella. And, you know, spoke against me. And da 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 da. And I'm not worthy. And then, and it's against me. And I'll still remember that morning. He came back walking to the office with a smirk. Thinking, he's got me. The next moment, I got a call from the director. See me in my office. And he thought, ah, lekker. Amen. But in the meantime, God had laid on my heart to write down everything I've done in that year. Everything I've done, over and above, write it all down. Put it, I had it nicely laid out. You know, the Bible says, be wise like a serpent. Amen. I tell you, I was a proper snake that day. Amen. Wise. All prepped. I walked in, never forget, walked in there, and there's the director of the company sitting and the manager of the department sitting there. And they're sitting there and say, come, you need to give account. And they laid out the charges that were against me. And I took that file that I had and I laid it in front of them. Amen. I said, just read that. Amen. What can I say? Amen. Amen. They read the thing. You know what they did? They doubled my increase. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You should have seen his face then. And I enjoyed the table set before me in the presence of my enemies. Woo! Glory! I will honor him. Listen, it doesn't matter what the world has done. God says, I will honor you. I'll put you on top and not beneath. Hallelujah. I'll make you the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. You shall be above only, says the Lord. Everybody shout, above only. Above only. Above only. Hallelujah. I will honor him because he sets his love upon me. Hallelujah. God's going to turn your every persecution into a promotion. Amen. The time has come for God to honor the saints, for God to honor and lift up his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the righteous shall eat the fruit of their labors, and everything you've done through the years shall not be forgotten, because God himself will honor the saints. Somebody say amen. Amen. Number six, I will satisfy him with long life. Verse 16, with long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah. What's the use of riches when you die young? Amen. What's the use? I can't imagine. God bless me with a Ferrari at last and I die the next day. Amen. What's the use? God wants you to live a long life and enjoy the blessings that he's given you. Hallelujah. To eat the fruit of your labors with long life. I will satisfy him. God wants you to be satisfied. Hallelujah. You're going to receive all that God has and live a long life in it. You know, I want to live a long life and see my children blessed and my children's children to the third and the fourth generation. I want to see my household whole. Hallelujah. I want to see the blessings of God. And when I'm satisfied, when I've seen it all, I'm going to pull my feet up on my bed, call my family around me like the patriarchs did, and bless them. Hallelujah. Amen. And be caught up. Hallelujah. Amen. Fully satisfied. Hallelujah. Amen. I think of Rev Nipper. How many of you remember Rev Nipper? Died age 93, a satisfied man. God blessed him richly. I'll never forget, you know, in those last years, and, you know, God laid on my heart and my wife's heart to bless them in those last years, and we every month gave them something just to honor them, honor the anointing, honor the call, honor the service. But I'll never forget the one day we're busy talking to him, and he says, I need to go now. He said, I'm satisfied. I've had enough. Amen. In fact, I don't know where God still got me here. He said that to me. I said, I want the Lord to take me now. I'm satisfied. I'm done. Hallelujah. With long life, I will satisfy him. Amen. Hallelujah. Today, I break the expectation of early death from your life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. I rebuke every sickness. We rebuke every disease. We rebuke every spirit of death that has come against you. Every expectation of being cut short, we cut off from you in the name of Jesus. I declare the word of the Lord with long life. He will satisfy you and show you His salvation. Hallelujah. Long life. We're all going to be satisfied. We're going to have gray beards, brother. Hallelujah. I want you to look at your neighbor and say, we're going to grow old together in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to have long gray beards, my brother. Hallelujah. But we're still going to walk straight like an arrow. Healthy, strong, unabated in strength. Hallelujah. Full of the wisdom of the ages. Full of the wisdom of God. Be proper patriarchs and matriarchs of 3 and 4 generations. Hallelujah. With long life, I will satisfy him. Glory to God. That's why we believe God. Next week's going to be wholesale healing. Amen. Next week, there's going to be not one sick, not one feeble amongst us. We're going to have a special healing miracle service, and we thank God the anointing is going to move in this house. Every heart's going to be healed. Every kidney going to be healed. Every bone condition healed. Every nervous condition healed. Every ear healed. Every eye healed. No matter what the enemy has done, glaucoma is going to go. Livers are going to be restored. God's going to cause us to be healthy, and there shall be not one sick or feeble amongst us. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to say that word again. Wholesale healing. My. Hallelujah. The children are going to eat their bread. Healing is the children's bread. We're going to be satisfied in the wonderful name of Jesus. I heard of some people talk of miracles of instant weight loss. Oh, the Lord, don't do that for me. I'm 14 days already fasting. Hallelujah. But may God do miracles in your life. As we prepare this week, as we open our hearts for these last days of our fast, I want you to remember the promises of God. Their health shall spring forth speedily. Speedily in the name of Jesus. The glory of God's going to fill His house because you are His temple. And He knows how to look after His temple. Every devil of sickness, every spirit of wickedness gonna go from people's bodies. We're gonna be whole. God says, number 7, I'm more than enough. I'm El Shaddai. I'm with you. I'm for you. I stand to protect you. I stand to provide for you. I stand to make my name sure. I'm your God. Everybody say, you are my God. You are my El Shaddai. You are my El Shaddai. Father, cause our eyes to be set on you, El Shaddai. Hallelujah. Not on our lack, not on our need, not on our circumstance. But Father, as you are, so are we in this world. As you say, so it shall be. Thank you for the glories of your presence, the glory of your anointing. The power of your promises, Father, that are yea and amen in each and every life. I release your precious anointing. I thank you now, Lord, that each and every one has made everybody whole in your presence. We glorify you, wonderful El Shaddai. We bless you. My God is more than enough. He shall supply all of my needs. Thank you for your presence and your anointing. That's it. That's the glory. That's the anointing. Just receive from Him right now. Open your hearts. To show Himself strong on behalf of those who call on His name. Thank you. You are El Shaddai. You are all sufficient for every need. You are the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. I release your blessing. I release answered prayer. I thank you, Lord, that your promises are yea. And there are amen. for each and every life. We bless each one.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031 467 0457.